What if a teenager could make horror history with a single YouTube video? Meet Kane Parsons. Vixie Steele here on Truth Amplified, and I'm fired up. Buckle up, folks. We're cranking the amps and talking a kid who turned fluorescent hallways into a career rocket. Listen. Kane Parsons, online as Kane Pixels, American YouTuber, filmmaker, horror head. In January 2022, he dropped the Backrooms found footage on YouTube. Not a camcorder in a basement, Blender. A whole 3D labyrinth that felt more real than half the shaky garbage posing as found footage. It goes boom. Tens of millions of views and a whole damn web series grows out of it. Fast forward to May 2026, A24 releases Backrooms, starring Chiwetel Ejiofor and Renate Reinsvay, and Kane becomes the youngest director in A24 history at 19. I was still making questionable life choices in parking lots at 19. This kid is calling the shots on a feature. Here's how the fuse got lit. Petaluma, California kid, starts a YouTube channel in 2015 at around 9, posting Minecraft Let's Plays and meme junk. Yeah, no, not glamorous. But he learns edits, timing, what keeps eyeballs. Winter 2017, he grabs After Effects and starts pushing VFX, using the Element 3D plugin to sneak 3D into 2D comps. Then the big pivot. In February 2020, he downloaded Blender. That's the moment. Suddenly, he can model, light, animate, render, all in one pipeline. He calls 2020 his best growth year, and you can see it. Camera moves start feeling analog. Light hums like a dead grocery store at 3 a.m. Walls look like they smell like damp carpet and bad memory. That's craft, mate. Backrooms didn't pop out of nowhere. Early shorts like The Facility in June 2020 tied to Nathan Barnett's Dad Feels. He takes notes, iterates. Real collaboration. In 2021, he reframes Attack on Titan as if it's 1900s war footage. Grain, shake, dread, it hits. That's the same brain that later asks, what if a fluorescent maze felt like a documentary accident? He's not copying, he's reformatting fear. And the atmosphere obsession goes even further back. Little Big Planet, building levels like film sets. Lighting, scale, composition. I swear, half the industry forgets your first playground can be a console if your eyes are open. Then there's school. Marin School of the Arts at Novato High. Structure, peers, projects. Meanwhile, he's also submitting films to local fests instead of praying to the algorithm. That's a smart move. To be fair, memes got more clicks, but he kept building the muscles that matter. When Backrooms slams into the internet in January 2022, he doesn't coast. He expands the series, drops Backrooms' original score albums because, oh yeah, the kid composes too. FL Studio since mid-2020. Unified tone, visuals and sound share a brain. Then he finds a strange photo of a rolling giant puppet from 2021. Researches it hard in late 2022, realizes it doesn't fit Backrooms, and launches The Oldest View in March 2023. New World. Underground Mall. A vlogger named Wyatt. A different flavor of dread. Respect where it's due. He could have milked one brand, but he kept his universes clean and coherent. By 2025, he rolls out People Still Live Here, the first entry Saywell in January 2025. A video game retelling of Clifton J. Saywell-era events from 1934 to 1946 in a dimension called The Meadow. The concept started as a 2023 album. This is the good shit right here. Prototype in music, graduate to video. You don't wait for permission, you iterate in public. That's how you outrun the suits. Now the annoying part. People go, how the hell does a kid go from Minecraft to A24 at 19? Is it luck? Nepo baby energy? Spare me. The receipts say tools and hours, Blender mastery, world building from Little Big Planet, story sense sharpened in school, risk mitigation by using festivals, music in-house to keep mood glued, and when studios came calling, his parents sat in on early Zooms because he was literally a minor. That gave him cover to focus on creative while the grown-up paperwork got handled. A24 boards in 2023, feature hits in 2026. Done. Here's the spicy bit. Everyone loves a trauma hook. The biographical line floating around says his parents divorced when he was 7, which aligns with the 2012 timeline, but it's often sourced to personal accounts and not consistently documented in public records. So does that fracture define his horror? Maybe it colours mood, but I'm allergic to the industry's habit of weaponizing childhood pain as marketing copy. Honestly, I think his success is about opportunity and skill. First, early engagement with visual platforms and engines, from Little Big Planet to After Effects to Blender. Second, access to arts education and non-algorithm feedback at Marin School of the Arts and local festivals. Third, a supportive family dynamic in practice, like showing up on those calls, plus the kid's own discipline to say, that rolling giant doesn't fit back rooms, so I'm making a new series. That's not trauma porn, that's editorial judgment. You disagree? Fine. Hit the comments. But if your whole personality is turning artists into sob stories, get a new hobby. Craft is not a tragedy pageant. It's reps, taste, and saying no at the right time. Bloody hell, it's exhausting watching PR decks try to staple a Freudian thesis onto every lens flare. Quick tangent, because I'm not a hypocrite. I tried YouTube once. Commentary over cat videos, cutting sarcasm, zero views. Then a raccoon strolls into frame like he owns the lease, knocks the camera, spills my coffee, I scream, viral overnight. Did I become queen of raccoon media? No. Because randomness opens a door. It doesn't build you a house. The next morning, you need a pipeline. Ideas, a look, a sound. Kane had the whole house framed when lightning hit. So, here's my verdict. The Backrooms found footage sitting around 78 million views by May 2026 is not an accident. It's a consequence. A24 letting a teenager direct a feature with Chiwetel Ejiofor and Renata Reinsfer is not a stunt. It's a reading of the room. Internet native horror with real craft scales. And to the gatekeepers clutching pearls over Blender kids, can someone explain why this bullshit is allowed? Let weirdos cook. If the image is strong and the sound is honest, I do not care how old the director is or whether the lens cost a month's rent.
Respect where it's due. Kane built worlds across mediums, kept the brand silos clean, didn't force the rolling giant into the maze, scored his own nightmares, and proved that the analog feel can be born in a digital box. That's what I'm talking about. And to every brand strategist trying to reduce this to a sob story arc, I shouldn't have to say this, but here we fucking are. It's the work. It's the workflow. Do the work.
Alright, moving on before I break something. Industry, stop fetishizing backstories. Start funding vision. Give people strange tools and space. You'll get stranger miracles. Keep peddling trauma bait and you'll get the same tired sludge. And I'll keep calling it out on air. Fucking hell. That's today's dose of reality. I'm Vixie Steele. This was Truth Amplified. Tune in tomorrow for more truth bombs and fewer excuses. Go make something unsettling, and for the love of sound, make it yours. Fuck yes.